There have been a whole bunch of approvals for patients with acute myeloid leukemia over the past few years, really as depicted on this slide here. And some of these approvals are based on additions to cytotoxic chemotherapy, like in the case of midostaurin, the multikinase inhibitor that targets FLT3, which is approved in combination with induction chemotherapy with 7+3. Some of them are approved as single agents for specific genetic alterations like enasidenib for IDH2 mutated AML and ivosidenib for IDH1 mutated AML. Some of them target a specific protein like venetoclax, which targets BCL2, although it is mutation agnostic. That is, it doesn't target a specific mutation, but it targets an overexpressed protein in the myeloid leukemia cells. And some of them are just sort of what I would say like a souped-up version of chemotherapy. So CPX-351 is a liposomal formulation of 7+3 chemotherapy, which has shown to have benefit in patients with therapy-related and secondary acute myeloid leukemia.